Hey there, welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we are talking about the numerology for the week of December 4th through 10th, 2023. Going to take a look at what's coming up in our world, personally, finance, crypto, geopolitics. Let's see what the numbers are saying. This is us having fun with Pythagorean numerology and my own little twist on it. This is not financial, medical, or political advice. I am an expert in none of those things. And this is just purely for entertainment. So now that we've covered our butts, let's get into it. So let's take a look at each day of the week by themselves. And before we dive into that, just a quick aggregate overview of everything that I'm seeing here. This is the first time I'm seeing these as well as you, so you get my natural reaction to it. So let's take a look at what we've got. So quickly glancing over the entire week, we do have God consciousness or divine consciousness in control the entire week. That is fantastic to see. And we, of course, we have that all the way through December. You get that every December, every single day of every December. So we'll have that through the end of the calendar year, which is fabulous. We'll take it. So some interesting patterns in here for sure, and some that we've seen before. So Monday, this is fantastic. We have divine consciousness acting on the natural world, and this is for everybody across the whole world, manifestation. So we have that diagonal of manifestation, 357. So divine consciousness acting on the material world, diagonal of manifestation. This is a day when things are happening. It's a 5 day to begin with. Five is the number of action. It's the number of subconscious energy, of moving energy. So there's a lot happening Monday, December 4th. This is a lot happening. And it's a lot of it is manifestation. It's the fruition of everything that you've been doing and that's been happening. It's the culmination of things coming to their natural conclusion or natural fruitions. And this could be in the natural world. This could be in the man-made world. This could be on the projects that you've been working on. This could be in your personal life. But great day. Actually, really good stuff. Very, very cool. Tuesday. Now, that's an interesting pattern. So Tuesday, we have divine consciousness acting on energy across the board. We have manifestation. And we have the dreaded six. Now, six isn't all bad, especially if you're ruling number six. You're like, hey, that's my number. Six can be lucky. And this is even a 6 day. So the emphasis on drama today. Now, drama can be positive. It's not always negative. But Tuesday is a drama day, so just kind of watch your butt. But we are having divine consciousness in control, acting on energy across the whole of humanity. Manifestation, again, across the whole of humanity. But today it's some drama. So take a look for Tuesday as a drama day. Now, when you know you've got a drama day coming, just prepare. Just be ready. Okay, you know what? Today could be a drama day. So when the drama shows up, you go, oh, there it is. And you don't become reactive to it. That's what I find is one of the greatest utilities in all of looking at numerology for what the days are bringing is when I see the drama coming, I can be prepared and go, oh, there it is. And then I don't react to it. I can just step back and be chill with it and keep an even head. So Tuesday could be drama. Look out for that. Wednesday, December 6th, we have divine consciousness acting on information with the isolation of, this is interesting, the isolation of the seven, which is people and things people have made. This is human material, people, buildings, cars, stuff. So divine acting on information and people, cars, and stuff totally isolated. And it's a 7 day. So actually what we could see here is a lot of information quite specifically about people, buildings, and things like that. It's not the drama that it could be because the six is not isolated. It's in a complete row with the three and the nine, 3, 6, 9. So it's more information about, because I know the first thing when I say people, buildings, infrastructure, everybody kind of starts thinking about the various wars. There are 22 wars happening in the world right now. And it could be related to that, but we're going to have to see. So Thursday gets interesting. Thursday, December 7th, divine consciousness is in control. And then we just have off to the side, we have 7 and 8. So people, stuff, buildings, infrastructure, and then 8. This is an 8-day. So look out finance and crypto on Thursday, December 7th, because the 8 is all about money and attention. So that's going to be a very interesting day. Whatever is happening there, it's just very focused on your money, what everybody's paying attention to, and something to do with people and infrastructure. So look out for that. Could be affecting banking systems and things like that. Not a whole lot of information on that day, which is interesting. So we could see the divine acting on finance and banking and infrastructure, but yet you're not quite aware of it yet. Let's see where that goes. Friday, December 8th, we have divine consciousness and human consciousness. Now, we've seen this before. Divine consciousness and human consciousness equally in control with this complete divide down the middle. Your humanity being separated from the divine, meaning you're not acting in a very spiritual way today. You're very likely to act very human, being down on yourself, being too hard on yourself, repeating old negative patterns, being grumpy, angry, violent. This is what Friday, December 8th looks like. So be aware of that. Be aware that other people could be that way, and be aware that you could be that way, and just prepare to keep an even keel and watch your thoughts and understand that it's just kind of one of those days, and give yourself a little grace. It's a 9-day, which is a day about human awareness of information. So if you can turn that into self-awareness and understanding of self and improving of self, then that you can turn this vibe into something very good. So when you start to see your baggage coming up, when you start to feel yourself going into negative patterns, turn that into awareness of your own patterns. Stop the patterns, break them, create a new, more positive pattern that's good for you, and you will turn Friday into something positive. All right, Saturday. Saturday, we've seen this pattern before, so we'll see some continuation of things that are going on in the world. Divine consciousness acting on people and buildings and infrastructure and information. Not with huge drama, though. Not with big drama. It's a 1-day, so it'll be a day of, it's a good day for love. It's a good day for romance. It's a good day for feeling connected to other people on Saturday the 9th. Of December. And then Sunday, the 10th, we have divine consciousness acting on the material world again. And we saw this in the previous week, and we also saw some of this on Monday of this week. And it's a day of balance. So whatever's happening here with the divine acting on the material world is having an effect of balance, calm, peace. So that's a beautiful way to end on Sunday, December 10th. So pretty interesting stuff. So which days are going to be big in the geopolitical world? I would say Monday, December 4th would be an interesting day in the geopolitical world. Tuesday, December 5th should be an interesting day. Wednesday the 6th should be an interesting day in the geopolitical world. Friday is not geopolitical. It's just individuals acting a fool pretty much all day. So pretty much Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly Thursday could be interesting in the geopolitical world. Not so much Friday, Saturday, Sunday should be pretty chill. In terms of the finance world, worlds of finance and banking, you want to look out for Tuesday and Thursday of this week. Tuesday and Thursday, finance, banking, money, crypto, court decisions related to those things, actions taken by regulatory bodies about those things. Not a whole lot on the information side, but Tuesday will be drama related to that, whereas Thursday will just be things, probably reaction to the drama 2 days later. For your personal life, Monday, get your task list ready and get things done. Tuesday, the same way. Try to just ignore the drama and just go for taking action and accomplishing things. Monday and Tuesday are great for taking action and accomplishing things. Wednesday and Thursday start to kind of wind down. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are not great. So if you're struggling to accomplish things on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, don't beat yourself up too bad. Saturday and Sunday looks like an awesome weekend. Great for romance, great for balancing your life out, doing things that make you feel grounded and balanced and peaceful. Great for getting into nature. And that's what it looks like on a personal level. Let's see if there are any specific ruling numbers that stand out to me here. Ruling number 9. You've got a shot at inspiration Monday and Tuesday. Ruling number 6, you could have drama on Thursday, but you'll be the one with all the information when it comes to Friday and Saturday. So that'll be good for you. Ruling number 5, Ruling number 5 gets manifestation and inspiration on Wednesday, manifestation on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wow. So us ruling number 5s, and I'm loving it now because I know when we get to 2024, it's going to be a different story. So I'm reveling for the 5s. For the 5s, December is... Again, a month, this whole year has been massive manifestation for you. And December is again going to be massive manifestation for you. So use it for all it's worth. Don't slack off till the end of the year. Because you've got the vibe, the momentum of the wave is behind you right now for the ruling 5s. Ruling 4, again, all week going to be very focused on your physical world, your house, your car, your stuff, nature, things related to nature. And that's what I see for the rest of you. Ruling number 8, you've got Wednesday and Saturday. Be aware you could be acting more human. So be aware of that and be prepared to be not so reactive. And to be kind to yourself. All right, so that's what's coming this week. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, things you want to see me address in these videos, any specific topics, because I cover so much. I do Pythagorean numerology each week. We talk about in other videos, we talk about blockchain and crypto and AI and quantum, and we talk about every aspect of your personal and spiritual development. So if you have any questions, thoughts, ideas, see the link in the show notes. Check out my own website, katherinecolleen.com. All the links to the socials are there. You can text me directly with your questions there, or you can put them in comments on the videos. You can find me on the socials, but all the links for everywhere you could possibly want to find me are at katherinecolleen.com. And so check the show notes for that. Thanks for joining me, and we will see you next time.